When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I got new old clothes.
Hello.
You backed into a new wardrobe, didn't you?
Hello, darling.
Man, where's all that stuff? I couldn't work.
Where's all that stuff? Yeah, we got to hide over. When you got out of the truck, it was like, I was like, whoa.
Where's the rest of me? I done lost 2 bags of corn.
Hey.
You down a Hondi?
Yeah.
My
good
man.
Night. I was proud of myself for being down 5 pounds this week.
You still got that thing in your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the...
Well, let me see.
I bet Goblin's the...
What?
The second smallest person in the room.
Uh-oh. Even with Hunter?
He done, no, no, he no, done slammed down,
you
boy.
You meant over here.
He done slammed down.
I was like, now, Goblin lost weight, but let's not compare him to Hunter now, Hunter.
No.
Hunter over there, stiff breeze blow him off. So
skinny Godwin is my new favorite Godwin. Although Iron Cactus Godwin was always a fun Godwin.
He hadn't been that way long enough for me to make a judgment.
Iron Iron Cactus. What'd you say?
Remember when we used to go eat at Iron Cactus?
Yeah.
And we would crush. Sorry.
So Godwin, you down a hondo. The century mark.
You've lost 100 pounds?
I was getting out of my truck and Godwin was getting out of his truck when we were walking in. And I said, good night.
Yeah, good for you, Goblin. Kudos, man.
I could eat 18 pecan pies right now.
could you? I don't think you could.
One sitting, boy.
I think you want to.
No, he could. He could.
I could do it.
He could do it.
With or without ice cream? Without.
Without.
What about with?
Ice cream. Well, that's not. Wait a minute.
I'm just wondering what the number is with and without. Is it half? Is it?
I don't know. Maybe half.
So you've lost 100 pounds.
Ain't that something?
I weighed 100 pounds in the 8th grade.
Really?
I was a small 8th grader.
Right.
But you've lost an 8th grader.
I think I weighed 100 pounds in like the 4th grade.
2 bags of corn.
We blossomed at different times.
Maybe 3rd.
So I weighed 100 pounds when he graduated college.
100 pounds. That's something, ain't it? How did I do that?
But Godwin's got the body type. He's gonna have to go back to shopping in the Husky department because that's where they make the short round.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's still a little, he ain't tall.
5'7".
He's a little pudgy.
So, he ain't tall.
He's a little pudgy.
We're bragging about a man losing 100 pounds, and only Cy would say, but he's
a
little pudgy.
Hey. Well, let me tell you, I'd be fired up to be shopping back in that
section. Oh, what are you talking about?
That's way better than the big and tall.
Hey, most women would kill for, say, lose 100 pounds.
Whenever I lost all that weight last year, I started buying all extra large shirts, and now I got to lose weight again.
You're back in that old wardrobe.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, the new.
Well, you can give me them extra large.
That's what I'm talking about.
God will say he keep them warm for you.
Yeah, I was like, God, them buttons are in danger.
Hey, Robertson has spent her lifetime trying to fat me up.
That ain't happening.
Well,
that stuff ain't happening. I'm serious. She has.
Your old age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got a little good on him now.
No. My wife said, hey, she said, what are you doing? I said, hey, this is new.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is a novelty to me.
It's like a frog.
I have a little fat belly.
I mean, a man, you can only go, according to Si, about 20 years of eating a pint of ice cream every night before you develop a little belly.
Well, it makes me so mad.
No. That's like right now. It's ice cream bars and...
Y'all would not listen to
that.
I don't want to listen to that.
Nutty Buddy. And a Nutty Buddy. That's two or three times a day and night. Light.
Oh, yeah, you can find that stuff. You wait till you can't eat it, and you'll find something.
There's a fan sent us something for you in my office. It's like Hershey no sugar, zero sugar chocolate bars or something.
Oh, I'll smoke that.
Well, take them home with you.
That sounds like an old duels. What's
he done gone Willie Nelson now. Hey, I'll smoke that, buddy.
I ain't talking about I'm against the Hershey zero sugar, though, I think. Are you going to eat? Is it good?
I'm against cauliflower rice, but here we are. Call it cauliflower.
Don't knock that cauliflower rice.
But just don't
just
call it rice.
Say, don't knock it until you eat it. Have tried it, boys.
Just don't call it rice. Just call it cauliflower.
Johanna makes some kind of stuff out of some kind of something.
Oh, yeah?
It's
oh.
like, well.
Boy, oh, I bet that's good.
Now, listen. Now
tell,
listen.
Tell me more, man, more.
Yeah.
It's mashed taters.
Mashed taters.
Out of cauliflower? Something?
I don't know what it is.
And that made you lose 100
she
pounds.
She sticks a fork in there and it strings out, whatever it is.
Oh, like spaghetti squash?
I don't know.
Yeah, spaghetti squash.
But then fire, she puts though. It, wraps it in some kind of towel.
Huh?
And puts it in there and she squeezes all. I mean, it's good. It's like taters.
Huh. Wait a minute. She wraps it in a towel and squeezes it?
And squeezes all the water.
All the juice out of it?
Yeah.
You got to do that when you make hash browns.
And then it's just like, it's like tater. You couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, I could tell the difference.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
No.
I could tell the difference.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. This is a man who thinks canned Campbell's chicken noodle soup's the greatest chicken noodle soup ever made.
So
he obviously is
the best.
And that is good for you.
Or a cold, summer cold. Chicken noodle
summer
soup.
Cold.
Okay. Campbell's will take care of it. That's why I'm so healthy. I've got 2 cases in the
2 cases
cabinet
of what?
Chicken noodle soup.
Oh. They'll eat anything.
If I ate what Cy ate, I'd end up on TLC on a different program.
When Cy passes away, you could go lay him out in the yards, and it'd be 6 months before he broke down. He got so much
salt. He like a McDonald's hamburger.
He got so much salt in him, he's preserved now walking around.
We should taxidermy you one day. Yeah. Not anytime soon.
I mean, unbelievable.
I'm like what, Joe Diffie. Hey, when I die, prop me up beside the jukebox, buddy, and let the party continue.
Hey. I could go for a stuffed side in that chair. That'd be kind of
cool. We could do way more episodes.
We have to have a push here button in his nose, and he says something.
No, we'll just have something over there for Johnny D that you push that nobody really knows.
No.
We've never figured out when and where that all started.
What? No, hey?
Yeah.
That's
all
a question.
We know. Yeah, that's it. When is it? I have no idea.
I do. I've got a question for you. Why do you say no when you agree with somebody and yes when you think they're a complete idiot?
Well, because most of the people I've met in this world are complete idiots.
I understand that, but you say,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll say,
Oh, yeah.
But if he agrees with you, word that comes out of his mouth when he agrees with you is no.
That's right.
It's the wildest thing.
And he says it twice.
And then followed with a hey.
No means yeah.
And yeah means you're an idiot.
Well, you got to speak the lingo. The lingo.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to speak the lingo.
Got to speak the lingo.
Mm.
I think I speak fluent Si at this point.
I speak goblin.
Yeah. I don't speak goblin.
I can translate that mumble as good as anybody.
He don't mumble.
He what?
I don't mumble.
I love him to death, but you do have a little mumble.
That flight attendant
on your flight that you're catching after this is going to have to ask you twice what you want to drink.
Ginger ale.
There's no doubt. No, cran apple.
Cran apple?
Yeah.
I told her cran apple.
Hey.
Why do you drink different stuff on a plane? I never ran into anybody.
Well, I don't drink it now because now it's
got sugar. Yeah. Well, you just drink water?
I just drink coffee.
Oh, coffee.
But have you ever noticed that people on a plane drink drinks that nobody drinks anywhere else but on a plane?
Yeah.
You go to McDonald's, ain't nobody worried that they don't have ginger ale. They might have it, but nobody's ordering it.
Yeah.
But on a plane,
judging by Hunter's reaction, he's the guy that keeps the 2-liter ginger ale at his house.
Oh, yeah.
I love ginger ale. It's one
Hunter's
of my favorites.
Hunter's trying to talk into his mic. Way to make your own mic work, Hunter.
I got a niece that does.
They want to plug it up.
She drinks that ginger ale. It's in a white can.
Ginger beer? What's the difference between ginger beer and ginger ale?
Wrong guy, man.
Alcohol content?
No, ginger beer ain't got nothing in it.
It ain't.
Uh-uh.
Well, why they call it beer?
It's like root beer, but with ginger?
Yeah, why they call root beer? Why not, is it just not root?
I don't know.
This is...
I mean, we could go over the semantical arguments of why stuff's called what it's called.
Right. Hey,
why is that chicken in a can called chicken?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the sandwich? All right, now we all make full
sandwich.
Is the hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, we going back down there?
No.
Tune in now for episode 3 of
hot dog. It just depends on
that's what got us started.
Hot dog's a hot dog.
No, it's a sandwich.
Most assuredly sandwich.
Is a taco a
sandwich? Well, what's a racehorse?
No. A racehorse.
Yeah. Well, if a hot dog is a hot dog, what's a racehorse?
That's what I'm wondering. Fast? I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're wondering how we got here. Hey, we've been doing it for 320 episodes.
We had a thoroughbred one time when Paula was chasing them cans. That sucker got out on 34, let me tell you. He was gone with the wind.
1 horsepower?
Did you ever catch him?
Yeah, he come back to eat.
That's good news. We'll
bring him back, boys. Food will always
he got hungry, he come back to the barn, but don't chase him. He'd run faster. I said, good grief, that sucker's going to get out in the road. Somebody going to run over him.
They'd know it.
If you, not a lot of people drive a rig that can run over a horse.
My brother run under a cow in a VW Beetle.
No.
No.
Huh?
Don't know. I'm serious.
He had
bought one of the first Beetles.
That floor is yours, sir.
And look.
That math ain't mathing. Hold on.
No. It was nighttime. He come around a curve, okay, and there's a big cow standing in the middle of the road.
Okay, ribeyes for
him. He didn't have time to react, so, hey, he just split the difference.
That's what I'm talking about.
He just went right between the legs, and it actually, the cow actually rolled over the VW and crushed the top of the car in.
Oh, so he didn't pass under him without clipping.
He hit him.
Okay.
He hit him. Okay, but
because if you was about to tell me that
Trump just got under,
if you about to tell me that he went under him like I get Jackson to walk between my legs every night, this ain't.
So you're saying
that math ain't mathing.
Caught him like right in the brisket.
In between his legs.
It tickled his belly button.
No, look, and the cow actually, when the car hit him, he rolled and knocked him off his feet. He rolled on top of the car, all four legs were sticking up, and then he fell off the back.
Oh, George, not the livestock.
That brings a whole new meaning to smush bug.
Oh, no.
George.
It's like, hey.
Not the livestock.
Phil was driving down the road.
Which brother was that? That
was Jimmy Frank. Phil was driving down the road in a four-wheel drive pickup. Okay, and I guess you say alcohol was involved in this accident.
All right.
But anyway,
nobody will ever know.
There's like a raccoon or deer or something dead on the road, and buzzards are picking on it. Well, he didn't slow down. So guess what happened when he come by? Yeah,
buzzard through the
one
windshield.
One of them jumped up. Hey, he's in the seat with him.
How'd he get in the seat?
Huh? It busted through the windshield.
Oh wow, what a life!
Yeah, and then he's fighting the buzzards, trying to not wreck.
I would not have wanted to be that buzzard.
Mm-mm.
That buzzard ended up somewhere you didn't want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1960-something.
And you know what? Karma got Phil 20 years later when that one built that nest in his back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got him back.
Boy, that was a mess.
That was the great-great-grandchild
of
that.
They're getting your deer stand, too, if you don't watch
that. Oh, yeah.
That's a mess.
They're bad about taking over,
They're buzzards.
Something you built.
There you go.
I Googled Volkswagen running into a cow, it does nothing. Nothing comes up.
Nothing comes up.
Oh, I figured the first
thing. That was like a one song hit.
That was pre-Google.
Unbelievable. Well, let's take a break.
It only happens.
I will if you will.
Let's take that first one. We'll be back right after this.
All right, Tim.
Did you know that even if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold. But get this, now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right, no cap on the 3% match. Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. This offer is good through April 30th. Get started at Robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply. And now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% matching on transfers is subject to specific terms and conditions. Robinhood IRA, available to U.S. customers in good standing. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer. I just have a real question because I haven't seen Goblin in a minute.
It's been a couple weeks.
Right. Since even before the freeze. So yeah. I got to know, were you colder minus 100 pounds than you were before?
I am.
Okay.
Sure am.
I was just curious if that was like, do you just run hot?
When Stone come back from Afghanistan, he was a lot slimmer, and he was like, he'd get cold. I'd say, yeah, you've been over there in that heat. But it, no, it's because you lose that weight. You ain't got no insulation.
Because there's less
no,
of you.
That's not true.
Uh-oh.
No? Yeah, it
part
is.
It's partly true.
Because I'm colder now. I
know.
Colder now.
It's partly true.
Because I ain't got as much as I once had.
But he had once, as he ever was.
That's okay, right. Toby Keith.
Insulation gone.
Hey. God, it didn't work.
Well, no, because your fat level is different.
That's right.
Does Miss Paula feel like she got a new boyfriend?
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Everything works in mysterious ways, boys.
Pretty good. She looked at me the other day and had a little bit more twinkle in her eye.
A little more twinkle in her eye, boy.
There you go.
So you're down 100, but we're going into the best time of year for crappie fishing. How's that going? What's that going to do for you?
Oh, I'm going to eat that crappie.
Crappie's healthy. It's fish.
So are you.
Uh-huh.
So it's twinkling in
the
eye.
Even when you dip it in that salve, huh?
That's right. Oh, I ain't done. Yeah, I mean, there's limits to everything.
Amen, brother.
Everything in moderation,
that's,
right?
That's right. Yep. I need to go catch me some. I went about, it's been a little bit. Before the freeze, I smoked them.
Did you?
Uh-oh.
They was in that channel.
Well, do you feel better? I'm just curious. Like, what would you say the biggest difference is minus 100 pounds?
I've noticed my back ain't aching as much. My knees don't hurt as bad.
There you go.
So, yeah, I did notice that. I'm more limber. I take bigger steps, longer steps.
Do you still hate cold water?
Yeah, I don't like cold water.
I guess that too.
I just wonder.
That's impressive, man.
A hondo is a big deal.
Yeah. Man. Did you just hit the hondo mark?
Yeah, this week, yeah.
That's awesome.
So what's your next number? What are you right now?
I'm not putting a number on it.
But what are you right now?
What do I weigh?
Yeah.
227.
227. That's incredible.
Whoa, you used to weigh 3-something?
Oh, yeah.
Right at it.
Yeah.
So then you're...
Oh, well, me and Godwin first started working out long ago. We was both over
Miss Kay did it.
That's a good point.
Well, I guess, Stone was about 230.
Stone hit 230 or 240.
Yeah.
He was, right at 240-something, and then he went down.
Duck Dynasty Season 4. We all look a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. A lot more of us.
Yeah.
It's Miss Kay's fault.
Well, that's partly true.
It's wholly true.
Yeah, because, when she'd break out,
good,
she would break out the fried pies or the chocolate pie or the
Swiss
coconut
steak,
pie.
It's beautiful.
Gatty sauce.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Ribeye steaks.
You know, Godwin's best friend of the Robertson family is Al.
Yep.
They're trending in different directions right now.
You're smaller than Al, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I am.
100%.
You could, but you could now borrow his vest.
No, he couldn't. They'd fall off.
Too big.
But he wouldn't look good in it.
No, I'm talking about the ones he still tries to squeeze into. He calls them a vest, but he treats them like a girdle.
No. It ain't a girl.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, no. Which one is it that you put your knee in their back and it's got strings on it?
Corset.
A corset, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They get corset and they go from this to this.
Yeah.
On one good strong pull and quick tie.
Yeah, he come up in here the other day and I was watching that zipper. I almost put my sunglasses on.
You don't
want
to stand in front of him because at any minute that zipper could be a missile.
Oh, no.
I was looking, I was just thinking, boy, I hope that's one of them YKK zippers. Them's good ones.
No, Christine hadn't seen him for a while. and he's done something, stopped at the house to drop something off on something. And she could say, when he walks in, and said, good grief, Al, you gained a little weight there, son.
Getting a little
he said, well, I appreciate that, Christine, you being so blunt with
me. Yeah, you unashamed boys talk about us again. Watch out now. We fire back. Somebody go tell them that we talking about them, too. Uh-huh. Be all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Al Vest jokes just getting, but I can't say nothing because all the weight that I lost 2 years ago, I gained every ounce back.
Where are you at right now, Hammer?
I lost 5 pounds since 4 days ago.
I still don't answer my question.
I'm back on it. No, don't worry about where I'm at.
Where you at?
Ask me where I'm going, sir.
No, don't ask
me where I've been.
No, he's like Johnny Winks. If you ask Johnny Winks during duck season, hey, how many of y'all killed today? He said, hey, we all shot 5 boxes of shells apiece.
All right. Well, since you compare me to Johnny Wing, I'm 245 this morning.
Well, that's still lower than you started the first time, though.
Nope. I hit. You know what happened?
What?
I stepped on the scale.
Yeah.
And I hit the exact number that I hit right before I was told by a doctor to lose all the weight. You know, yeah. Remember when that thing almost killed me?
Yeah.
Go back to like episode 100 or something, yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital and they're like, you got to lose weight. And then me and Stone got to working out and lost all the weight, did the Fitbit thing. But now I don't want to talk about it because I think that was part of the problem. I became obsessed with it. And then when I quit, I just didn't do anything, gain it all back.
What, Fight Club?
Yeah.
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 And Fitbit and all the food. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Well, but I'm back trending in the right direction.
So, like, are you and your uncle the only two people still rocking Fitbits in the world?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I brought it back on Monday. I found it. I was like, let's see. I'm at 9,675 steps today.
Oh, wow.
It's busy, though.
So you got a step monitor?
You got 10,000 a day, you lose weight. It's a rule. I've proven it. I've lost 30 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds or so like three different times in my life because I'm an accordion.
I wish I'd had one of them on me since I was in the military. I'd have loved to know.
Up and down.
I would have loved to know what my step, how many steps I've taken.
Well, you bragged about being taking naps and stuff, so you didn't walk much.
Well, look, they wore me out. That's the reason I had to take a nap every day.
You went and hid. Yeah.
Look, at the PT program in the Army, it ain't no good.
It ain't.
No. Because you figured, okay, you know, whole year.
Physical training.
We run all the time. Every day we run.
Yeah.
Well, if you do that for a year, you run every day 5 miles, you should get up and just run 5 miles, not even be breathing hard.
How far could you run right now?
It was just the opposite. It was just the opposite. It killed me every time I did it, every day.
So I don't even run to the store. So.
Hey, look, I always tell people, you see me running, get your gun out
and shoot.
And shoot what is chasing me.
When was the last time you ran? Like you
in
the Army.
I took side duck hunting the other day. He took 10 steps and was.
You had to have been like, ooh, I'm excited. Let me run a few steps.
No.
No.
No, running is out for this boy.
Only time they run.
Okay, the reason is my own fault. Okay, too many Winstons. Okay, so look, hey.
Many ducks.
If you're smoking, you better throw them things away or you're going to be just like I am. You can't take 10 steps now. You wore out. You figure you've been working for 2 years.
There you go.
Because you burnt, your lungs are no good.
Do they still make Winstons?
Oh, yeah, they make Winstons.
I don't know. Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Yeah.
All right.
They're bad for your health.
Oh, man. Thank you. You know, duck season's over.
Is that nice? Is that a good feeling when you lay your head down at the end of duck season?
Well, when you can put your head on my pillow and not be forced to wake up at 4 o'clock and you just see how long it goes, that's a good feeling.
It is.
And then I got to take my shower. No, my shower is mine. But I got to dry off with my towel.
Oh yeah,
you know it's looking up. But that's the good thing about all the MyPillow products because I slept on my sheets.
Them are awesome.
I mean, so they got us covered all the way through.
They got everything.
I guarantee. And it's
Mike Lindell don't play games.
He don't play games.
Damn, he can't.
And it's unbelievable. You got my slippers. I can't believe Si ain't come up here in that robe yet.
I was wearing my.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That stays at the house, buddy.
He said, ain't nobody getting my robe.
That is my TV lounge robe.
Oh, man. Not to be confused with your kitchen robe. Or,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
They're so good. He's got one for everything he does.
That's it.
He's got a light, medium, and a heavy. Yeah. Don't even matter. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank all of our listeners for your continued support. And as a thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now with the best prices ever. And you get free shipping on your entire order. You just have to go to MyPillow.com/duck right now and use promo code DUCK. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. You want to do that.
Yep.
And also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. And look, if you've heard us talk about those towels, they actually dry you. You can get a 6-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of free shipping on larger items too. Everything is on sale. The brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, slippers, and so much more.
Everything you need.
You want it, they got it.
Guaranteed and at the best prices ever.
Ever.
Period. Hands down. Look, so to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
DUCK
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get huge discounts on everything and free shipping on your entire order. go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137.
And hey, don't wait. Do it right now.
That's what you got to watch when you when you start losing and you get down a pretty good, then you think, oh, I can eat now.
Oh, yeah, I can get on that.
It won't hurt me just one time. Yeah, and then you just keep on doing it, and then you're back where you started.
And that is me, sir.
So you can't
But you have inspired me today. I'm going. I'm getting back.
It's the old adage. Practice makes perfect.
Because I was doing it.
225.
I was getting full and still eating. I said, boy, if I do this, I ain't going to be long.
But it's not.
I just quit.
You cook so good, though.
I know it.
And crappie tastes so good. That's and you know what's really good? A French fry.
Crappie's manna for me.
You know what's better than that?
Campbell's chicken
duck
noodles.
Dressing?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And crappie and French fries.
Hey, oh, don't try to tell me it ain't, because, hey, I've been eating dressing ever since duck season started.
Okay, and I've been.
Martin would give me two woodies. I'd pick them and clean them and put them
in.
I'm going to take a boat.
Hey.
He kept taxing me for all my premium.
We're taking a boat right now. There's only four of us, and who knows who else will pull in.
On what?
Duck and
French fries? Or
crappie and French fries.
Oh,
crappie and French fries?
Hey, man, buddy.
No.
It's three on one.
You give me that golden brown peanut oil.
My dressing will beat
I wouldn't turn down no duck and dressing.
No,
it
dressing.
Depends on who's cooking.
Dressing fire. But if you ask me which one I want to eat every day.
I'm asking you which one you'd eat right now. Just as a treat.
Oh, well, in that case, call me radio, because I eat both right now. Right. But.
Hey.
Radio.
You don't remember that movie?
Hey, let's play it again, Sam.
When I asked him whatever dessert he wanted, he said both.
Both of them.
Play it again, Sam.
That's right.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one.
There was a radio on sale the other day, but the volume was stuck wide open. But I bought it anyway. It was a deal I couldn't turn down.
I love you.
It is a deal he couldn't find
there. My favorite part is he lost all this weight, but he still got his corny joke.
That's right, boys. Hey.
If that would have gone out of.
Sometimes people change, but not Johnny Gallo.
You know what? I have known people that lost a lot of weight, and it turned them mean.
Yeah, a lot of times they're a lot more jolly when they're plump.
Yep.
There's reason Santa Claus ain't skinny.
Yeah, he never even tries to lose.
Mm-mm.
He eats like a billion cookies in one night just to keep it on.
And wash it down with whole milk.
Whole milk.
Boy, that'd be good. That'd be great.
Milk and cookies. I ain't trying to make you stumble.
I ate some.
What is your go-to meal now that you're
chocolate
like
chip cookies that's gooey on the inside and a big glass of milk?
Ooh,
boy, that'd be good.
Oh, ice cold milk with a gooey chip cookies.
Hot,
yeah,
hot.
That's might be as good as dressing.
What's my go-to? I don't have a go-to. I just eat when I have to.
There you go.
You still on them ham sandwiches, or you get?
Oh, I ain't getting off him.
He ain't getting off.
I'd say you done signed it on everything in the world. I just make sure you weren't false advertising.
Oh, you looking refrigerator right now? There's some ham in there, and cheese just waiting to go.
Uh-oh.
Lay with some bread.
Hey, and he's got romance. He brings romance into it. I love it.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Woo.
Well,
that's fun.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's a joke. It ain't a joke.
No, it ain't a joke.
I like ham sandwiches.
That's right. It ain't a joke.
No, it's not.
That's right. I could eat them every day.
Ham sandwich, crappie and French fries, or duck and dressing?
Oh. You know,
every meal for the rest of your life.
A hot ham and cheese sandwich. For the rest of my life.
You only get one food for the rest of ever.
Oh, hey.
Hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Really?
Hey, no.
Overfishing.
Forget the duck, okay, and just give me the dressing. Okay. Because I'll eat the green wing teal.
Well, you don't put the duck in the dressing, man.
Oh, yeah, I cook it that way. Okay, but if I don't
not
do it.
Not the whole duck. You got a whole duck sitting on top of it.
Yep.
But you got pieces of duck in the dressing.
Nope. Nope.
No, he's just a whole guy.
You got to put it in there with the dressing.
Oh, no, no. The only thing I would put in, if I had a bunch of hearts and gizzards, I would chop them up real thin and put it in the dressing.
Yeah. Well, you just made Johnny D's insides turn.
No. Hey, ooh, you talking good.
Now, you ain't an organ.
You wouldn't even know. It was there.
Oh, yeah.
You would say,
you buy it into a liver, you know it.
In the words of my hero, Si Robertson, oh, yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd know. No,
you wouldn't know.
No, no, yeah.
Okay, boys. You would say was, good great, wait, hold it. Good crunchy stuff that I'm
Johnny D. Have you ever ate a fried chicken gizzard or liver?
Or gizzard?
Oh, I had lip.
They're good.
Livers with gizzard. You that day.
Oh, they're good. Fire.
Why gizzard, would anybody?
Yeah. Liver.
The Lord gave us a thigh, and this is America in 2024. Now, I get we're blessed.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh.
Some people got to eat them livers to survive, but I come from a land of plenty where we throw that away and eat the thighs. All right? Ain't no need for them livers.
Okay.
That's just catfish bait, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't much on livers either.
Oh, man. I love I do. Hey,
oh,
now, look.
He ate them. You were like, how old are we now?
I don't
know. This was like young 30s, and Martin's like, hey, you want to go get some chicken livers? And I was like, I know you look old.
Hey, he was excited. Oh, spoiler alert at 38.
That's
I'm still
a gourmet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I love chicken liver.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
I'm fine with you saying it's not bad. Okay. And that's weird.
Hey,
but
look, and it's like everything. You know, people have a certain thing that they cook, and it's spectacular when they cook it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
But see, the problem is out of every chicken, there's two thighs, two breasts, two wings, two legs, and we don't need that liver.
You remember. You remember
I ain't
like
much on the livers.
Or the gizzard.
I'll eat the gizzard. Gizzard's all right. But, I mean, if it's a thigh laying there and some gizzards, I'm going to get the thigh first.
See,
when you was a kid, you went to them buffets, you always wondered who ate them chicken livers, didn't you? Like Ryan's and Barnhill's and places. Did y'all ever go there?
Oh, yeah, but we didn't.
You never
I didn't even go down
you never, even, you never even shopped in that section, did you?
I was like, that's for the old folks.
That's where you saw old Husky down there, right with me.
You were eating chicken livers as a kid?
Absolutely.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Dipping them in ranch dressing, buddy.
When my grandparents
were how else you get to 150 by the fifth grade?
That's a good point. I just ate chicken legs only
it's
when
healthy.
I was that age.
It's healthy food, too.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
No. Fried chicken livers are healthy. The only place
nothing
you can get those
fried
are like
is healthy.
Look.
Nothing fried is healthy.
That's not true.
That's not true. That's right. Okay.
Fried fish
it's,
is very
it's healthy.
Healthy,
okay?
Yeah, it sure is.
It's thank the old you. Thing that you brought up early. Overindulgence in it is the unhealthy
part. That's what I'm talking about. You just going to walk away from it if it's still sitting there in front of you?
Yeah. I'll walk away from fried
are you
liver
not,
all day.
Are you not going to put it in a Ziploc bag and eat it cold the next day?
Yeah. I've been
I actually
there.
Don't like cold fish.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, that's a
I
weird do. Thing
God,
about me.
That is like one of my favorite meals ever. It's the
cold
leftover
fried
fish.
Yeah, I have to heat mine up in the microwave.
No.
I heat mine up in an air fryer because it's better, but
no,
I'm not a cold fish guy.
Oh, give me that Ziploc bag full of cold fish, and I'll eat more of it the next day than I do when it's hot.
But y'all said one thing. What? I could eat dressing every day.
Really?
I'm serious. It's like hamburgers. You could cook me a good homemade hamburger, I'll eat it every day and never get tired of it.
Every day.
Dressing's the same way.
That's crazy.
Because I made three different casserole.
I feel the same way about French fries.
Full. Yeah, and
borderline pizza.
I ate 3/4 of it.
Pizza. I ain't ate a pizza, and I don't know when.
Ooh. Johnny D, you getting back on a plane. You going to get off them sourdough pizzas, huh?
No, that's not true. Sourdough's healthy.
Oh, sourdough's healthy.
I watched a Netflix special on how to live to 100, and it was like sourdough, and yeah, that's the only part I took from.
Fried crappie.
I ain't trying to be here 100 years.
You know?
They got one to get you to 60.
I think that's just regular.
Just do what you do.
Yeah.
Just do what you
do.
That's just stay away from the hard stuff in your solid.
Oh, man.
That's interesting. Wow. So am I the only person here that's like, let's skip out on the organ meat and doing things with it?
I don't care.
Organ
for,
meat.
I mean, I don't care for gizzards. I'll eat them. I'm not going to order gizzards, but if one ends up in my liver plate, that's fine. But I do like.
Well, it's like everything
I
else.
I do really enjoy chicken livers.
No, it's I like really everything do. Else. It's,
all you know, I like is chicken gizzards.
It's got to be, you know, clean
and
properly and all
and
that.
And just like Si said, I don't mind them hearts either. Throw him in there. He's just a little nugget.
Yeah, I tried a deer heart one time.
It's pretty good.
Wasn't much.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't mind pan-seared deer heart. It's good.
I cut it thin. It looked good.
Look at it.
It's just
it looked
there's
good.
So much better pieces of everything y'all are talking about. Y'all
well,
are just like straight.
No, that's true.
It's
well,
just like drinking the Vienna sausage juice
true.
Is what y'all are doing. It's just nasty.
No, you don't drink it. You let it heat up, and then you just consume it without even thinking about it.
Well, yeah. So you couldn't do what
that's how it slides out that can.
Shoot a buffalo.
No.
And then eat the liver?
No, sir.
Right, I mean,
no. There's people in the comments going, oh, queen size bet. You're right. I ain't doing it. So that's gross.
Well, I wouldn't need to do that either.
Okay.
No, raw?
No, if you kill a buffalo, I could eat the buffalo, all the good parts of the buffalo for the next 6 years. Yeah, thank you.
No, but they need to run that organ meat by the fire before I get in on it. I don't know.
I'm not going to eat nothing that's still quivering.
I don't think I could take a plug out of it.
Is there anywhere that sells chicken livers?
Sushi.
More in town?
Sushi.
Churches has chicken livers?
You betcha. It's on that bottom part of the menu that you don't ever look at.
Yeah.
Never made it there. I don't go to churches. I'm a Popeye's
in the fine print.
Yeah. I go to churches for chicken livers, now that Chicken Express go.
We should bring them now. I'll try it. I will try chicken liver. You got to buy them. I ain't spending my good hard earned
money. I'll save you one, but if I buy them, I ain't going to watch you spit them out in that can out there. Them things is good.
Yeah. I want to try them, though. You convinced me.
Them things is good.
They're crunchy.
And the people like when I puke on YouTube. I don't know why, but I'll try it.
Chicken liver significantly greater than garball.
Ooh.
You didn't try the garballs, you pansy.
I don't have
you
to.
You don't know.
Ooh.
He loved them.
They wasn't too bad.
Goblin.
In your face.
Chicken liver, garball. Oh, you don't like liver? Yeah, you don't like liver.
Garball.
Chicken gizzard, garball.
He'll take a garball.
Them were pretty good. I was surprised.
I'd rather have Campbell's chicken noodles.
You know where else got good gizzards and livers? That gas station in Sheridan, Arkansas, like when you're going up to WE's.
Yeah.
That big one up there. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get me a plate of them every time I roll through there, buddy. They're a delicacy, though. Well, I can't eat them every day.
Yeah. What about boudin balls?
Oh, ooh. Praise Jesus. Especially ooh. The ones with the cheese.
That's totally different because it's the pork innards that I'm into.
Yeah.
You mix enough pork innards up and distract
them. So where you stand on chitlins then?
No, I ain't
eating. You said you like pork innards.
Well.
You ain't eating chitlins?
I mean, I'm sure that's in boudin. I've never actually asked what's in boudin because I know what it would do to me.
There's liver in there. See, that's what they use as the binder.
Just your day.
Chicken liver?
Yeah.
He ruined your day.
Yeah, that's what they use to bind up. Like any kind of dirty rice and stuff you eat from down south has got livers and gizzards in it. 100%.
Well, I like theirs. People here don't know how to cook it.
Well, they do. Now, they do put it in a blender and make it like a paste to thicken it up in there.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
It's like, what do they call it? Pate?
That's what it is. They figured out this stuff's terrible. Let's do something different with it besides just eat it.
Well, that's like a garball.
No, they said we support. We got to use every piece of this chicken.
But they figured out how to do it right, not just fry it like some psychopath.
Like some savage?
Yeah.
Ooh. They're good.
Dine it like a chicken thigh. Ugh.
Oh, man, they're good.
Take a break.
All right, let's do it. We'll be back after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those
for real."
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I'm ready to have some crawfish.
Me too, but you're going to have to take out a loan.
$14.95 a pound.
Yeah, you're going to take out a loan to eat them.
Philip just got him, so.
Philip got crawfish?
Yeah.
Philip's
and not last night. Last night he got Captain D's.
Well, I do have to go to the inbox real fast if we're going to bring that up.
Oh.
I got an email. Hello at duckcallroom.com. Please email us. 14.
Captain D's.
Hey, please go to bed, Phil. At 12:08 a.m., I got an email from Philip from West Monroe. It says, sent from Philip McMillan's cell phone. All it says is Martin loves Captain D's.
But, because, hey, his woman took him out to Captain D's because he was feeling bad.
Last night?
Yeah.
That's why they were there?
That's why they was there.
So, look, me and Philip got the only two white and camouflage trucks in this town.
Yeah.
And we were both at Captain D's last night.
Yeah. Rednecks.
They're sitting in a restaurant, and Martin called him and said, hey, where you at right now? And Philip, before he could answer, he said, hey, I know where you at. You're at Captain D's. And Philip said, how do you know that? He said, because I'm there, too.
I sat in the drive-thru. Brittany, look, you know, remember I told you about that? Me and Brittany always had that joke, where you want for lunch? I said Captain D's. I'd always say it because I knew she didn't like it.
I did that to Allison, too, but it worked for you. I've never got to go.
It didn't work for me. Now she's addicted to their hush puppies.
Captain
it did
D's
not
is
work
good.
For me.
It's a great little seafood place. It says it right there above the door.
It does. And the people that work at ours are extremely friendly.
They're great.
And they try to sell you cheesecake, pecan pie, and a large sweet tea with everything. And
everything
I'm like,
well,
I better not go then.
Mozzarella sticks. They're not Catfish Charlie's mozzarella sticks.
Brittany just wants the hush puppies.
No, that's because I'm about to text her. She needs the mozzarella.
I was like Willie when we had the fish fry.
It's unbelievable.
Willie ate the outside of the hush puppy and then threw the middle on his plate.
He did do that. He had
like 20 of them.
He even skinned hush puppies. I've never seen somebody skin hush puppies.
And then Martin asked him, why are you doing that? He's like, oh, it's like a great little diet plan. And I simply said, well, it seems to be working for you. And I don't know why everybody laughed. Everybody did.
Yeah.
That was like the first shot I've taken at Willie since I don't work here anymore. It was fun.
Well, he ain't getting smaller either.
Well, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
He's on Willie Robertson, not to make fun because I go up and down too.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a new fad diet every 3 weeks. It makes him go up.
But a weird thing about Willie is he only gains weight from his waist up. It's wild.
Have you met me? It's terrible.
His bottom half stays the same regardless. It's the craziest.
Look at these skinny ankles.
But like Godwin, like sitting next to Godwin, every bit of him is smaller. Like his leg. I mean, I've sat here and he wears shoes now. Which is different. Look, tennis shoes, man. And he got his foot to the table.
It's still in the 40s. You give me a couple more degrees, I won't have them on.
You're going to have them toes back out, ain't you?
I bet
you. But Al gains weight in every inch of his body. Fingers, jowls.
Vest.
But yeah, it's the vest all holding it in. But pushing it out to his extremities. But that's what's weird.
Yeah.
Why do people gain weight in different spots?
I don't know.
Because I don't think I'd look that big if I didn't gain just a bowling ball as a belly.
Size worked for 75 years, and he finally got a little pudge just around. I mean, his legs are the same size, arm, everything the same size. He just got a little hanging over the top of his britches now.
He looks like a frog if a frog stood up.
That's right.
He does
kind of. If I could stand up.
He does, yeah.
If a frog could stand up, I'd look just like me.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
We should get a frog.
Get him to stand up.
Put it up there.
Hold him up.
I've actually thought we need like a couple of aquariums up here.
Speaking of that, we actually caught one off from Red River. I flew off of Red River.
An aquarium?
No, a frog.
Okay.
And hey, he was 3 foot long.
I don't believe it.
He didn't have frog legs. He had turkey drums.
Turkey drums.
Martin?
Hey, that sucker's legs was, hey, that big around. I'm telling you.
I don't even know. I mean, he tried to claim for a while that a VW bug could fit under a cow till
it does.
The rest of the story.
It'll crush the top of it in, but he can run under him.
Did the cow die?
No. He flipped
ruined
him.
His day.
He flipped him and crushed that beetle in on top.
Let me tell you
okay,
what.
And he got up, walked off.
Let me tell you what I know about cows after deer hunting in Wyoming for a bunch of years. We clipped one morning going deer hunting, and that sucker walked it off like a champ.
You clipped a cow?
Yeah,
he flipped that cow, and look, he got up, walked off.
It would have hurt us.
They're tough.
The cow just walked off.
They'll move you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to run into a cow.
You don't want to run into a deer either.
Ooh.
That'll
make you miss a fishing trip.
And Goblin will just wave as he goes by you.
Yep.
I was on my way home the other night from Mississippi.
Because I wanted to fish your hole.
And there were deer
you
everywhere.
Have it after that. Oh, yeah, that cold had them deer out moving.
They were all on the side of the interstate the other night.
The rising water.
Yep.
Yeah. Water will move out. Too.
Yep. Them rascals. Ooh.
We should go hunting.
Backwater for long.
Huh?
I wonder what the river is right now.
A lot.
We're going to have a backwater. Get into them lakes.
It'll be quick, though.
get them crappie.
Because Mississippi's still down, so it'll be up and down quick.
Yeah, I ain't William G. and was right.
Mississippi River going dry, boys. Well, I guess we can get back in that inbox one last time when we get, look at that. I'm interested in what made you look like that in there, though.
Yep.
Well, let's take a break. We'll entertain our newest employee in office from Maine with some Louisiana facts during our break, and we'll be back right after this.
Okay, bye.
Hello at duckcallroom.com. That's the inbox. Johnny D is perusing through them now.
I was perusing through them because I saw that one from Philip, and I had some, but I do remember a couple weeks ago I said, remember all the weird stuff they made during Duck Dynasty?
Mm-hmm. Somebody find some more?
We got some more. Connie sent these in, which is disturbing. Those are slippers of size face.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
They're what? Slippers?
Did you own a pair of slippers with your shoe on it?
Nope. Not that.
Slippers with your shoe? Nope. Slippers with your face on it.
They put my face about on everything.
Yeah, well, I'll be.
So those were neat. And then I had one more that was neat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was neat.
And then I had one that was just disturbing.
I'm more interested in the disturbing
one. Let's go disturbing route.
Okay. We're just going to disturbing.
That's right.
Disturbing.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one I wanted to see what.
Well, that's
Jerry from Columbia, Tennessee, right?
That fits.
Mm-hmm.
He had I got to figure out how to show this right. He had a Jace bobblehead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal thing that we saw tons of.
Yep.
Yep.
But they decided that they wanted to shave it. Oh, boy.
Where'd that
That's
go?
All of it.
Lost it. Hold on. The internet is hard. Where'd it go? This is the most disturbing. I've lost it.
He lost it.
This is the most disturbing bobblehead I've ever seen, though, because it looks so real.
Jerry from Columbia, Tennessee.
Look at how. Remember when Jay shaved and he looked all scary and creepy?
Yeah.
He looked just like that bobblehead.
Yeah. He looked like he'd come straight out of a recovery house there for a while.
Well, I'll be.
And it actually spelled his name Robinson.
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 There's a lot of people that don't know y'all's last name is Robertson.
It's actually impressive that nobody knows that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Jace homemade shaved bobblehead it's up there.
Has anybody told Jerry that Jace grew his beard back?
I don't know. Oh, apparently this was a joke he did to somebody at work's bobblehead that she got mad when people touched.
I was thinking so.
So he shaved his face as wild.
There you go.
I hope you still have that. And then Carter emails in.
Carter?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm.
He's from a small town in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
He has a question about beard growth.
Jeez, boys.
Oh, at 19, you're in trouble.
So you're talking to the right people. He's been trying to grow his out for a while now, and the problem is running into is it comes in thick on his face, but as longer it gets frizzly, so I'm told to trim it down to look nice. How do you get your beard so long and thick?
Did he send a picture?
We got no photograph, so it's kind of hard to judge you, man.
Ain't nothing about my beard thick.
It gets long and frizzly.
My mustache pretty solid.
So how do you keep your beard maintained to that perfect level of one side being longer than the other?
Well, this one has been trimmed, one time?
Yeah.
That didn't get any longer than that?
No, it was longer than this.
Okay.
When I retired out of the military, I threw my razors away.
Threw them away.
No haircut, no beard shave. Till what? When we went to Lubbock, Texas for a dove hunt.
Si, about like me, his falls out just a smidge quicker
Mine's falling out.
Then it grows.
You don't really have
to spend a whole lot of money on hair.
No.
I have to trim mine from time to time.
Yeah, yours is as long as it gets right about now.
Phil,
yours don't get much longer than that before you cut it.
Because I know one of them parts in the old days had all that bead.
Why is yours longer on the right than it is the left?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll give up.
Shotgun.
Huh. No, he's not left-handed.
Oh.
I don't know.
See, it's down here further on this side.
And it'll do that overnight, I reckon.
I like the four black hairs right in the middle of it.
Yeah,
he's saving them.
Yeah, they'll be great for long.
Right, he's saving them.
I'm a man who believes you can either grow a beard or you can't. It just is going to happen or it's not.
Yeah, just let it go.
Just see what happens.
We're in a world though that
that's what you're working with.
That's in your DNA.
Yeah, we're in a world now, though, that makes a lot of money off of maintenance of beards.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
All I do conditioner. I put conditioner in mine.
I do is shave my mustache off my top lip. And yeah. As you can see right now, I ain't done that in about 3 weeks.
That's the same thing. I need to shave mine.
During duck season, I know because when I put my duck call up there, my mustache would get caught in my duck call. And I'm like, yeah, it's a little too long, but. You know, I just let it bump these last couple of weeks.
I just trim my beard. But if I didn't do anything, my beard would touch the floor.
And it would be just under your eyes.
Huh?
It would be just under your eyes. You got high beard.
Yeah. I got a lot of facial hair.
Yeah, you and Jep got them that'll get all the way to right here if you let them. So kind of a Chewbacca thing.
I can't do it. I've always wanted to do the Chewbacca well, but I can't. I was him for Halloween 1 year.
I bet Hunter can.
Hunter's
he's back there laughing.
Hunter's about to pee his pants. Hunter says he can't do that.
Have you tried it?
Hey, the sound man has to do that.
I have to watch Chewbacca now to see what he sounds.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, that was
like Harry and the Hendrix.
We have a podcast where that can end of just us doing weird sounds. And then I had one specifically for Godwin.
I met a young lady over at Dove Hunting in Lubbock, Texas. She made a lot of weird sounds.
Did she?
Yeah.
She Hunter, could do
all kind of coyotes.
Oh.
Ducks.
Lead with that, man.
Turkeys. Okay. Yes. And no instrument of any kind. Except her vocals.
For future reference, when you tell this story, start there.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'll just say it.
Just
add the word animal instead of weird.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, weird sounds.
Yeah, start
weird. You can make them all.
Instead of, I knew this girl from Texas made all kinds of weird noises.
All kinds of ruckus, if you will.
What's that? Hey.
Like,
and she was a fine little heifer, too.
How was that game?
Right? It wasn't her. Cheyenne, okay. Hey. Cheyenne's all right.
You keep this up. We ain't ever going to get a call.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, Cheyenne's all right. She's a beautiful woman. The only thing bad about her is, hey, she's a game warden.
Yeah. Make you run.
Also, Godwin, sorry. That was wild. Doug from Lawn, Texas.
Doug from Lawn,
Texas.
Lawn, Texas.
Lawn, Texas.
Right outside of yard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He wanted you to know.
Yard.
Remember when we talked about if you were allergic to cold? It's called cold urticaria. Might want to look it up.
You can be allergic to
You've got hives.
Hives. I don't get hives.
Okay, well then.
He didn't read the rest of it. I read that.
Well, people were worried that he was allergic to the cold.
He's got hives.
And no, now, he's not allergic.
I just don't like it.
He just don't like cold water.
Okay, well. Doug is allergic to the cold, which is probably a good place to live, is Lawn, Texas.
A doctor has said he has that disease.
That's wild. You can be allergic to cold.
That's crazy.
Hey,
you wouldn't make it long in Maine.
I've got that myself. I've always
Introduced new producer?
No.
We have a new producer.
Yeah.
She needs to come on the show.
We don't. Hunter's looking like it's not a producer. We don't know the titles.
Whatever. Yeah. If you sit over there and tell us what to do, you're one of the producers.
I don't care
what your title is.
She got a laptop.
She's awesome. She has a laptop. She tells us that we did ads good or bad, makes us redo them if they're bad.
She's from Maine.
We walk in. I'm like, who are you? And she goes, oh, I'm from Maine. And the Dominican Republic and a couple other places. And she's the most interesting person I've ever met. So if you'd like to meet this person, put it in the comments that they want. She is terrified.
That we need a segment with Brittany.
We need a segment with Brittany.
The world needs more Brittanys.
Nicest person ever.
She really is.
She was a missionary. I don't want to do too many spoilers. She was a missionary, got married in the Dominican from Maine, now lives in West Monroe, Louisiana. That is worthy of 10 minutes.
How do you
everybody
get here from there?
Which part?
I give up.
God, how do you get here from there?
I don't know.
Did they eat chicken livers in the Dominican Republic? All the chicken parts.
So she's one of the people judging me.
Hey, but y'all
didn't have chicken livers in Maine.
It's a chicken country.
They had Maine lobsters.
Praise the Lord for Maine lobsters. That sounds way better.
Well, hey.
Maine lobsters are pretty good.
Crawfish on steroids.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And cold water.
And cold water. And salt water.
Yeah.
We ain't got no crawfish.
Cold and salt.
You remember them lobsters we hammered at the Hunter's Pub?
Yeah.
In Georgia?
At the Hunter's Pub, boys.
Things was good.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a little hole in the wall place. I don't even know the name of that little town, but
I miss it.
It's a four-way stop. It's good.
Good, boy.
All right. Ready for the Bible verse?
Yep.
I reckon so.
Well, like how you get from Maine to Dominican to here, it might be a mystery, or how size kidneys still function might be a mystery. I have another mystery. 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. We don't know everything that's happening here on this earth. Luckily, we don't have to. We have to know a couple things. One of them is that Jesus died for you. We hope you know that. And he's coming back one day because he was raised from the dead.
And but this all happened before the world ever began.
There's going to be mysteries out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he moves in mysterious ways.
Well,
too.
One thing that's not a mystery, our boy guy was down 100 pounds. Congratulations.
That's it, boy. Congratulations.
Hey. Kudos.
Congratulations. That's right. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.